PSB has released a preliminary report on the hot air balloon crash that killed 5 people. The accident was New Mexico's deadliest. News Nation's Brady Wakayama from our sister station KRQE in Albuquerque has details on the findings.
According to the NTSB, surveillance video from local businesses shows the balloon from company Cameron Balloons was climbing near the intersection around 7 a.m. Officials say the balloon is then seen descending, crashing into the power lines as it crossed perpendicular to the wires. The report says an arc in a high-tension power line caused the envelope to separate from the gondola, which fell to the ground. Some witnesses rushed to help.
We just seen all the people, so we rush to get a fire extinguisher and try to turn off everything so we could get to them.
That was News Nation's Brady Wakayama reporting in Albuquerque. The preliminary report says the wind speed at the time of the crash was 11 knots, or just under 13 miles an hour. Several people were hurt in a similar hot air balloon crash last month in Denver, including a couple celebrating their wedding anniversary. Investigators believe weather was also a factor in that crash.